7:33 the time, 27 minutes before 8 o'clock on an absolutely gorgeous Laguna Beach morning. A very good day to you. It's a Monday edition of the Mornings with Ed Show. And delighted, I tell you, to not only be here, but to have you here as well. Thank you very much for joining the program today. Did you do any TV watching over the weekend? I know we talked about, there was no sports, really. There was that sham of a Pro Bowl. It was just a horrible NFL weekend, I'd say. There was the decent competitions between former quarterbacks was okay. It was just really kind of unwatchable. But aside from that, Grammys were good. We'll talk about that in about an hour or so. I had an opportunity to watch the documentary on HBO, the 1619 Project. If you don't know, we talked about this at length last year and throughout the year. But the 1619 Project is a long-form journalism endeavor that was developed by Nicole Hannah-Jones, writer from the New York Times and also New York Times Magazine, which aims to refocus our history or refocus our eye on history by placing the consequences of slavery and the contributions of Black Americans at the very center of the United States national narrative. And the first publication from this project was in the New York Times Magazine. It was an article of sense in 2019, and it commemorated the 400th anniversary of the arrival of the first enslaved Africans in the English colony of Virginia. And these were also the first Africans in mainland British America, though Africans had been in other parts of North America since the 1500s. And the project also developed an educational curriculum that has been supported by the Pulitzer Center, later accompanied by a broadsheet article, also live events, and a podcast. The description and the narrative on the 1619 project has varied depending on who you talk to. Now, I'm old enough to remember when Alex Haley's Roots was first aired on television 46 years ago and what happened afterward. At least where I lived, I grew up in Las Vegas at the time when Roots came out. I was living in Las Vegas. And Roots is the story of Alex Haley's family, its struggles and triumphs, and its decades in slavery. He told the story of his family. The series aired over a week in January of 1977, and it led to fights in my school and fights within my school district. Black students not having heard or seen or been taught any specific truths about their origins in America, and in many cases directed their anger at white students, and fights ensued. And Roots at the time in 1977 was a shock to the system. And keep in mind that Roots featured a really tame version of slavery. It showed whippings. It showed Black children separated from their parents, but it didn't show the rapes by slave owners or the forced breeding of African people. It could not show the full scale of the depravity and emotional abuse and the torment and murder that drove and sustained American slavery. Nicole Hannah-Jones' documentary series, The 1619 Project, doesn't shy away from the full inhumanity of American slavery. It makes clear that Black Americans were treated no better and often worse than livestock. The 1619 Project that I saw on this weekend, it confronts the facts that Black women were bred as if they were oxen. It reveals the full cruelty of American slavery and shows how Jim Crow, by design, broke African-American psyches for decades. And once more, people are going to be angry about this. You've heard the back and forths in several school districts in Texas and Florida. So we know people are going to be angry. And that's what some people are worried about now. In Florida and other states, as I mentioned, efforts are being made to stifle the teaching of Black American history. When Governor Ron DeSantis says no one should be instructed to feel as if they're not equal or ashamed because of their race, I believe he means white children. These people, you know, Ron DeSantis and the like and the ilk aren't interested in racial harmony, and they certainly aren't interested in black children. Their continued campaign to discredit this Hannah Jones and her teaching of black history is about two things: protecting white children and preventing any initiative to help correct the actions of white ancestors that still afflict black Americans today. A lot of white people watch programs like the 1619 Project and see only a story about white people. That leads to another tragic misunderstanding of why this curriculum is so good for America. When we watched the first two episodes of the 1619 Project, I thought to myself, I didn't really think about white people. I was captivated by the story of Hannah Jones's father, a military man who was proud to fly his enormous American flag in front of their modest house. I didn't think about white people when she told the story of a black man who was sent to prison and tortured for the crimes of wanting to vote. Nor did I think of white people when she told the story of black women who endured unimaginable torture and humiliations in the name of science. And while I'm aware that it was my race, it was white people that did all these things, I wasn't thinking about that as I watched, because these stories aren't about us and white people, which, by the way, in America is still rare. Instead, my overwhelming feeling was of awe at what black Americans had to endure and what they are still enduring. I didn't dwell on the people who perpetrated these atrocities. I found myself drawn only into the strength and resilience and resolve of the people who overcame them. Those who focus on the idea that telling these truths is divisive and centering white feelings about our real history, why deny black students the feeling of gratitude and pride that comes with knowing how your people endured so that they can overcome and they can thrive? And I'll be honest, I didn't agree. I don't know, but I didn't agree with everything presented in the 1619 Project. At one point, Hannah Jones suggests that the very foundation of America was about slavery. I don't think that's necessarily true. But the fact that I don't believe that doesn't invalidate the rest of her accounting any more than I dismiss our broader history just because I don't buy the myth that the, and I'm putting in quotations, the Indians welcomed the pilgrims with open arms and they became great friends. Or the lie that every founding father was a hero and every savage needed to be civilized. It took an ABC miniseries back in 1977 to give black Americans just a peek at the truth, because the schools we were going to kept the full scope of the experience out of reach. They informed the students only enough to know that blacks were slaves until white America set them free. So the 1619 Project is not divisive or anti-American. It's about showing black Americans what they've been through and what they're capable of, and honoring those, black and white, who sacrificed so much so that they could continue, so that we could all continue our fight against racism. Teaching black history is about showing black Americans, after they've been through and are still going through, that they are all truly still Americans. And no wonder some are so desperate to stop it. 7:42 the time.